From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It's official. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the Democratic nominee for president. Clinton was officially nominated as the first female candidate from a major political party at the Democratic National Convention Tuesday in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The state of South Dakota officially put Clinton over the 2,382 delegates needed to secure the nomination on the first ballot.
10 for the Senator Bernie Sanders, who inspired us all, and 15 for the 45th President of the United States, and the first one who will be called Madam President, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
The final tally was 2,842 votes for Clinton versus 1,865 for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. With her nomination secure, Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, will take center stage to make the case for why Americans should vote for her in November's national election. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump told a veterans group in North Carolina that Hillary Clinton and the political system have failed them. Speaking at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, Trump said that Clinton has been, in his words, a disaster.
It's like she's trying to sweep it under the rug, which, by the way, politicians have done for years and years and years. It's going to be four more years of the same.
Trump outlined a 10-step fix for the VA health system and told the audience that veterans will no longer have to face delays or, in his words, die waiting for care. This is VOA News. The Islamic State has claimed that two of its soldiers carried out a deadly attack Tuesday in a Catholic church in Normandy, France, where they killed an 84-year-old priest after taking him hostage at knife point. French President François Hollande visited the scene of the attack in the northern town Tuesday and said the attackers had claimed allegiance to Islamic State before being shot dead by police. He called on all French citizens to join the fight against terrorism. He said the Catholics were the ones who were hit, all Catholics, but this targets all French, and that is why we must stand in cohesion together in a block that no one can break. French security officials said the two attackers slit 84-year-old Father Jacques Amel's throat before police were able to intervene. The United States condemned in the strongest possible terms what it called the horrific attack and offered condolences to the family and friends of the murdered priest. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says that he hopes to restart talks on ending the Syrian civil war by the end of August. Speaking in Geneva Tuesday, Mr. de Mistura said more work is needed from the United States and Russia in the coming weeks.
This is not a precondition, but we all know and we all agree that such steps, if they take place, and we strongly hope so, will have indeed a strong positive effect on the environment surrounding the talks.
Until June, there had been an August 1st deadline for having reached substantial agreement on the political transition in Syria. A U.S.-based exiled cleric has accused the Turkish president of turning a failed push into a slow-motion coup of his own against constitutional government. Writing Tuesday in the New York Times newspaper, Fethullah Gulen called Recep Tayyip Erdogan's accusation of his involvement in the attempted coup by elements of Turkey's military earlier this month irresponsible and wrong. President Erdogan has accused Gulen of being behind Turkey's attempted coup and is demanding his extradition. The 75-year-old cleric, a former Erdogan ally, has been living in self-imposed exile in the eastern state of Pennsylvania since 1999. The United States has condemned in strongest terms a double bombing that killed at least 13 people at the main entrance of Mogadishu's airport during morning rush hour Tuesday. The Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack on the group's Andalus radio station. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.